Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. This is Brother Philip Hodgson, and today we will be carrying on the theme of not neglecting so great a salvation and not allowing these things that Jesus Christ has purchased for us with his own blood that he has died to give to you and I, not letting them come into our view as we read the scripture or as we hear a message and then having them just slip past us or drift past us without us getting a hold of them and laying hold of them and apprehending them. As Paul said, you know, that he makes it his aim and his longing in life to apprehend and lay hold of all those things for which Christ Jesus has apprehended him. And may we too hunger and thirst after righteousness that we might be filled. May we seek first and primarily and at the very highest place in our life as priority, first and only the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he promises us that that is our desire, that is our passion, that is our longing, that he, in turn, our Father, will lay all these other things out before us. All the other things necessary for life, that they shall be laid out before us or given unto us, if we would but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, may we lay hold of all that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of us. Yesterday we spoke of the scripture promise that he that believes on the Lord Jesus, as the scripture has said, out of his belly would flow rivers of living water. And we spoke of how that river of living water that we see flowing through the life of Jesus and touching the world around him, touching the souls around him, drawing people to him and to his Father, that very river of water is what Jesus intends to flow through your life and mine. Today we're going to speak of some verses that are very similar to those verses, and we're going to go to John chapter 14. And I'd like to start in verse 5 and read down to verse 9 as sort of an opening up to verses 10 through 12, which we'll focus on here today. In verse 5 of chapter 14 of the book of John, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And here Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way to live. I am the way to the Father. I am the way of life. I am the truth, and I am the life. So here we have three things that we must know if we are to survive in life. We must know the way, we must know the truth, and we must know life. And Jesus says, that's who I am. Oh, may we seek him. May we seek him as the way. May we seek him as the truth. May we seek him as the life. But he goes on and he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we see here that Jesus' goal and his longing for our life isn't simply that we would say a prayer and have forgiveness and go to heaven when we die. His longing for our lives is that we would come to the Father. And if we want to know what it looks like to come to the Father, we can look as the Gospels record the life of Jesus, and we see him coming to the Father, communing with the Father, praying to the Father. And we see that the very works that flowed through his life came from his Father God. As no man, as Nicodemus said, could do the works that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus says that the access that he had to his Father, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, it says that we, by one Spirit, have been given access to the Father. The very access to God that we see in the life of Jesus is what Jesus gives to us. And then he goes on and he says in verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. You know, Jesus said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip says, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. In verse 9, Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? And we see here, as Philip just inquires, it sounds so innocent. He says, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. And Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? You see, the life of Jesus was so intertwined with the Father that Jesus said, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And then he goes on in verse 10, he says, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak of you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Believe me, verse 11, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And Jesus is saying, you know, don't you see that I'm in the Father? I'm doing the works that no man could do unless God was with him. The works you see flowing through my life, as we spoke of the river of living water flowing through his life, blessing, healing, forgiving, delivering, changing. Oh, we see the mercy poured through his life. We see the encouragement. We see the teaching. We see people marveling at his doctrine and at the power that flowed through his life as he could do what no other man could do, healing a man with a withered hand, healing one blind from birth, delivering a demoniac. We see these works flowing through his life. Then he says, those works that you see show you that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And in verse 12, he goes on to say some very marvelous things. He says, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me. And now he's not speaking of himself. He's speaking of the one who will believe on him. He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Now this comes down to your life and to remember, he wants to give us access to the Father. And he says if we would believe on him, we will have access to the Father. And just as could be seen in the life of Jesus, that he was in the Father and the Father was in him, the works flowing through his life, the presence of God flowing through his life. He says, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Isn't it amazing? Jesus has died to give us, you and I, the same communion with the Father, the same reality of life with the Father that we see in his life. When we look at the life of Jesus, we don't just see a great teacher. We don't just see a great Savior. We see the pattern and the example that God has set forth for your life and for my life. Oh, may the presence of God flow through your life like we see in the Lord Jesus. May he flow through my life into the world around us, that men can see that we indeed too are in the Father and in the Son, and that they are in us. Oh, what wonderful promises we see here in his word. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do. And then he goes on and says, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Again, the promises to them that believe are so much richer. So much richer than something that happens after we die. Oh, the promises are for our life right here and right now. That the life of Christ may be manifest in us. That others, when they see us, they will not see us, but they will see the work of God and the grace of God and the river of life flowing through our lives in the words we speak and in the things we do. That the manifest presence of God will be clear in our lives. This is God's salvation. Jesus is his salvation, and the life of Jesus is what he wants to give to you and to I. Oh, his communion. Oh, his prayer life. Oh, his ministry of healing, of blessing, of encouraging, of teaching. Oh, that the life of God, the blessing of God, the grace of God, the power of God could flow through your life and through mine, just as we see in the life of the Lord Jesus. Again, we will close. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, says Jesus, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Oh, may it be so in our lives, as it has been declared to us from the Lord Jesus. May it be on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you.